Drake and Scott with Ziggy, Radioslot.com.
Yo, yo.
Welcome to the show. No Scott today. He is still overseas trying to get Taylor's attention. I heard a rumor that he wants her to sign his arm so that he can put a tattoo over it and have Taylor Swift permanently etched on his arm.
That'll be his third T, huh?
The third T stands for Taylor. That's right. I'm Brian Drake. He's Ziggy. Yeah, and we're doing another music show today. Last week, we got nuked on Spotify.
Because of... Damn it, Michael.
Because we played a Michael Jackson record and they were like, nope. And it's like, well, you know, we have the license protection on Radio Slot, but not on Spotify. So we had to... take it down, but that's okay. The archive is still up at briandrakebooks.com. Buy one of my books, listen to the show. It's all there.
Nice.
And, of course, you can hear it on Radio Slot. We're on there Saturday nights at 7, Sunday mornings at 8, and then it plays again Monday and Tuesday, but I'm not sure what the times are. So.
Cool.
Anyway.
Well, let's roll the dice again today.
Yeah. So we got, last week was the 70s. Today we're doing the 80s.
Yes.
So...
And if you're feeling froggy today, I brought you some pasties, so at least we can keep it a little.
Oh, okay, so I can PG. I can take my shirt off and dance again
if you need to.
Yeah, okay.
I got some dance tunes for you.
Well, Scott will be back next week, and we'll return to the regular format. I've got my rundown here of how to play this. Now, of course, in the last week I did get a little bit of flack because it's like, well, you didn't pick this song, you didn't play that song, you know, and it's like, it wasn't supposed to be a full 70s nostalgic retrospective show. It was just we remember
we're killing time
when we were kids. So today is pretty much the same thing. We've got some Journey, we've got you picked a Bananarama record, that the one that I liked because They had two big hits. There was Venus, and then Cruel Summer was like the second or third single.
Yeah.
And Venus was the big hit. Why'd you pick the Bangles? You just got a thing for Susanna Hoff still, or?
Old Susanna Hoff. She did not age well.
She's like in her 60s now. She still looks good.
That one? I think I had it for the guitarist.
Yeah, she is one of the world's most underrated guitarists, actually.
Yeah.
I found a Prince record. I got a great story about Prince, Quarter Flash. And then what I think is probably one of the best songs of the 80s. And we'll do that one. Can't play anything 80s without Toto. So we got Toto as well. I picked Rosanna. So why don't we start with Journey, one of the best songs that Journey did. I'm not a huge Journey fan. I do like Steve Perry, though. But this one has a really good guitar part at the end. And why don't we... what?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let's get started with our 80s super sounds of the 80s.
Woohoo! Good.
No, wait. You got to put the headphones back on. Have you noticed it's the wrong song?
I thought we were going to roll with it anyway.
I just rickrolled everybody. Yeah, that was the other. That was the other thing somebody suggested, is that if you're going to do an '80s song or an '80s show, you've got to rickroll everybody. And I'm like, no, you know, that meme is overplayed, overdone. A rickroll everybody, where you say one thing and instead you play Rick Astley's "Never Gonna Give You Up." It's a popular thing on the internet. What's the word again? Rickroll is the other word.
Rickroll.
Yeah. Yes, and I'm talking to someone who's off mic, so that's why you can't hear him. But he hasn't heard of rickroll, so I've had to explain it to him. Yeah. All right, let's play the real record. This is Journey and nice. Who's Crying Now on the Super Sounds of the 80s. Drake and Ziggy, no Scott today.
We just started. You can't start crying.
I can cry anytime I want.
It's been a mystery. We still try to see why something good can hurt so bad. one-way street. The taste of bittersweet. Love will survive somehow, somewhere. One love feeds the fire. One heart bears desire. One love moves crying out. Two hearts born to run. Who'll be the lonely one? One love moves crying out. So many stormy many wrong or rights, neither could change the headstrong ways. And if lovers rage, they turn another page. The fighting is worth the love they say. One love.
Scott's RadioSlot.com.
Yeah.
Let me pot down the music a little bit. Journey's Who's Crying Now on our 80s Super Sounds of the 80s flashback show. And
pot it down on the best part.
Well, you got to talk over the best part. That's what DJs do. I've been doing this for 30 years. It's like, how come you always talk over the song? I said, well, it's just what we do.
It's what we do.
One other thing before we get to the next record.
Why are you gay?
We've been playing that a lot. And what I did was I cut the interview up and I got some of the choicest bits like
nice.
Why should someone be gay?
And
do you perform the natural obligations?
And
doesn't that make you gay?
So
who is gay?
That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
So when Scott gets back, we're going to he was really annoyed when we were bored. Just
why are you gay
playing that? So he's really going to get mad when I hit.
So who is gay?
then there's this.
Oh, boy.
Everyone has AIDS. My grandma and my dog are all new.
All right. We're going to have to go easy on that one, I think. So, 1982, 83 or so.
Was that an 80s song?
Yeah. 1982, 83, Quarter Flash came out with Harden My Heart, which is what we're playing next.
Yeah.
And
that's a good one.
Another great song with the saxophone, and it's one of their best.
Nice.
RadioSlot.com, Drake and Ziggy, no Scott today. Our 80s flashback show, there's Quarter Flash and Harden My Heart from 82 or 83. I should have made a better note of it. But we are up on a break, and we got more coming up, including Prince and Faith No More. We got a Bengals selection, so we'll be back right after this. RadioSlot.com, Drake and Ziggy with you. One of the worst things you can hear is when somebody says, sorry about that. I'm like, sorry about what? And then Ziggy says, you'll smell it later.
Smell it in a minute.
In a minute. All right. Well, thank you, Ziggy, for that that announcement. It's our 80s show today. We're just playing records because Scott's not here, changing the format a little bit. Scott will be back next week, and we'll resume our regular scheduled shenanigans. And you know what I should have said after you said, you know, you'll smell it in a minute,
yeah,
was
So who is gay?
Yeah, so, or something. I don't know.
Doesn't that make you gay?
There you go. See, I gotta figure out what, you know, the buttons aren't labeled, and so yeah. Anyway,
that's what she said.
Okay.
Gotta know where you're going, bro.
That's right. Okay, so up next, we have Bananarama and Cruel Summer, and yeah. It is the real Cruel Summer, because when I was looking this one up, I found the Taylor song Cruel Summer, which is not even a remake of this.
No, we got Taylor rolled.
Yeah, so it's one. No, we're not playing that one. So this is the real one, trio from
Karate Kid days.
Yeah, and they were from London. Or they were from somewhere in the UK.
Yeah. Great video.
Yeah. Anyway, they're a big hit. Scott's or Drake and Ziggy today, radioslot.com, and our show, Bananarama and Cruel Summer. You picked that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go hit the boardwalk now.
Was it? Yeah, yeah. But was it just because that Taylor did her version and you wanted to have the real one air, or is that a particular favorite of yours, or what?
Both.
Uh-huh.
Both. It was just a really good song.
Yeah.
You know, for its time, and even now, and the video was like, it was great. It's just good times. Girls wore clothes, and still looked attractive.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? Yeah. Well, speaking of...
Oh, yeah. This is another good video, too.
It's the Bangles and Walk Like an Egyptian.
Cigarette, foreign types with the hookah, I say, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Egyptian.
Drake and Scott, or Drake and Ziggy, I can't get it straight. But yeah, Scott's not here. Scott's not here.
Yeah, Ziggy, Scott.
It's Drake and Ziggy. So
get them mixed up.
I'm just so used to doing it the other way. And but you know, old habits and all that. So that was the Bengals. And
yeah.
We are up on another break. And what do we have coming up? Faith No More, which I kind of marks the end of the 80s and the beginning of 80s pop and the beginning of the grunge era, so I appreciate that song. Don't necessarily like it, but I understand. And then Prince with Controversy.
Can I one hit of his, that button? Or,
you can hit any button you want. So we'll,
no, I don't want to guess.
Let's see. Everyone has AIDS! No, not that.
Yeah.
Try the blue button.
You chose poorly.
Yeah.
Why should someone be gay?
No.
Okay. Do you perform the natural obligations?
Okay.
Doesn't that make you gay?
Okay. We'll figure it out over break.
All right.
Yeah, save some for when Scott comes back.
That's right, yeah. So Toto coming up as well, and then what I think is one of the best songs of the 80s, and that will be our last... That'll be our finale.
Oh, nice.
So, more after this. Drake and Ziggy, Radioslot.com. This is our third segment. Show just flies, doesn't it? So our 80s show, and hopefully you're enjoying it as much as we are.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fade this
out. To be alive.
Fade up the next one. Oh, yeah. They're the 80s were okay. It wasn't... I don't know. Growing up for some of us was a little tough.
Yeah.
But
I am partial to 90s music, honestly. It was the beginning of the end.
Yeah. And considering what we have today, it's... Oh, yeah.
Why are you gay?
Yeah, that's what we want to know.
It's music today.
Yeah. Here's Faith No More, an epic.
Some ball. You got it.
Drake and Ziggy, Radioslot.com, Faith No More, and Epic. And it barely made the cut because it was recorded in 1989.
Yeah.
But they didn't release it until 1990, and I left it in because it's like, well, that kind of marks the end of 80s pop and the beginning of grunge, and so I think it deserves a place.
That video was actually one of the things that inspired me to grow my hair out back in the day.
Just that it didn't inspire you to play guitar or anything like that? Just
that too.
Just to grow your hair out?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Mike and Jimmy were awesome.
I see. All right, so we're going to play Prince next. And I got a story about Prince. I don't know if I should tell it now or wait until we're done. But back in the early days of my rock radio career, there was a blacklist of songs we could not play, and Prince was the list because some of his stuff was so dirty that they didn't want us playing it. We didn't have singles. We had the full album, so they're like, don't play these songs. This was not one of them, but I'll finish it later. Drake and Ziggy, Radioslot.com with Prince. I didn't get to finish my story because I ran out of time on the intro. But yeah, we had a blacklist of songs, and it was stuff that if you played it, the FCC would issue you a fine. Darling Nikki was on the list, Erotic City, there were several others.
Yeah.
And the only time I ever, you know, quote-unquote, broke the rule and played Erotic City was when we were at a live remote, and we were playing music for some sort of an event, and I thought it would be really funny to sneak it in. We weren't on the air. We were just playing records there. And it was so noisy, nobody really noticed, but me and the other DJs that were there were just like
giggling.
You know. So,
just giggling out.
And I have another story. We used to mispronounce the word controversy whenever the song would come up. It would come up every few months. We would change one letter. And we got away with it for a long time. And until one day we're all in the production studio working on a commercial. The program director leans in and and says, you know, guys, controversy doesn't have a U in it. And if I hear you say it one more time, there's going to be trouble. And we started laughing. And he's like, I don't think it's very funny. And we had to tell him, no, we've been doing this for over a year. Yeah. And you're just now catching on. And he was not happy with that and just gave us the dirtiest look and slammed the door. And it was, yeah, so that was fun stuff back in the day. So
that's funny.
Yeah. But yeah, no, the Prince blacklist, that was that was a source of comedy for quite some time. Where is, yeah, here he is, or where they are, I should say. Remember Toto?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to play Rosanna next. I remember this one from when I was a kid. They haven't done much in the last few years. They did do a song recently. The video, I'll tell you about the video in a second. It was an odd video to watch. Good song, though. Hang on. Okay.
All the way, Rosanna, yeah. Where'd the time go?
Exactly. Drake and Ziggy on Radioslot.com with Toto and Rosanna. The story I was going to finish was that the video for this featured a young lady in a red dress. And when I was 7, 8 years old, it was like, hubba, hubba, hubba. You know? And I meant to look that video up before we did the show today, and I forgot to. So I'll have to look it up when I get back home. But I think it was actually Rosanna Arquette, the actress who was in that video.
Oh, okay.
And I do recall that some people were saying, well, is this song about her or not? And I don't remember. But anyway, Toto did another song a couple of years ago. It was like a reunion thing. And the music video for it is the band trying to get from different locations to one spot so they could play. And it was taking everybody forever to get where they're going. And the drummer is putting together his drum kit. And it's just going very slowly. And it's like, how long is it going to take him to get this drum kit together? And so you spend all your time thinking about the video. I can't remember if it's a good song or not. So I'm going to have to go and look that one up, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you seem a little foggy brain today, Brian. Didn't sleep too well?
No, there was quite the controversy over the weekend, and it kind of kept me awake. And we.
Yeah. So how is the Eras Tour movie?
I'd tell you more, but we're running late. Back after this.
What was that?
Huh?
Yeah.
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 Drake and Ziggy, Radioslot.com. We've come to the end of our 80s show. I wish it was longer. The show is always too short.
Yes, indeed.
And one of these days we'll do a proper 2-3 hour show. But for now, this is the way it is. So I've been teasing our big finale here, what I think is one of the best songs of the 80s. Can you guess what it is? do you have any?
I know it's not a Jackson.
No, 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 no. It's definitely not a Michael Jackson song. No, we don't want to get dinged again. I'll be curious to see if we get dinged for anything we've played this time. But
pulling up some Smiths?
No, because you know that's the thing. I know the early 80s, mid to late 80s, I'm not as good on, because I was listening to new wave then, and if this show had gone a different direction, you'd be saying to me, gee, Brian, how many times can you play the Smiths? But no, we're not going to do that. So this is what I think one of the best songs of the 80s.
Yeah.
And no, this isn't a Rickroll. I actually do like this song. So it's got just about everything in it that you need to have a good record. And Rick Astley himself is a nice guy. So
indeed.
This is not a Rickroll. This is the whole thing. Drake and Ziggy on Radioslot.com. Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. I probably don't even have to say it, but yeah, one of my favorites. Very happy to see his success, and yeah, that's a good record. So, well, that's it. We are out of time. We are actually running very late. I'm sorry, Alex, and back next week with Scott and our regular show. Anything to say before we go?
Bring back good music, people.
Yeah, I think
so, too. Pick up an instrument. Learn how to play. Like, get off of technology.
That's right. Okay, Mary, throw your hat in the air. You're gonna make it after all.
Meow. So who is gay?